Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is Lisa Formosa Parmigiano, Artistic and Education Director at the Chicago Street Theatre in Valparaiso. Hello, Lisa, and thank you for joining us. Today, or this season, you're mounting a stage version of Charlie Brown's Christmas. The television show is a modern American classic, first broadcast, I believe, 60 years ago. What's the principal message of Charlie Brown's Christmas?
I think the principal message is that commercialism invading the holiday tries to steer you away from that and bring you back to the heart of things. Of Charlie Brown, it's kind of a metaphor, his little tree that he saves that is not like the big tinsel, magnetic, vibrant fake trees, that it's just this genuine little tree that needs love and becomes really beautiful. So that metaphor, I think, is what the Charlie Brown Christmas story is all about, coming back to the core of what Christmas is about. And some people view that from a simplistic place of let's go back to the religious core of it, and also from a let's turn away from the commercialism, both sides.
So we know this primarily as an animated television show, and yet you're producing a live stage play. So how does that change the viewer's relationship with the material?
It'll be very interesting for, I think, many viewers to experience. If you're young and you've never been to the theater, it's a really wonderful, simple story. If you have seen the version on television and remember when you were much younger, even when there were commercials, which are things that many people don't even know exist. What's lovely about it is that even though it was animated, it's identical to the television story. And so the characters come to life, and instead of it being animated, it's exactly the story, but it's so touching because we're going to have two casts. We have a cast of adults and we have a cast of teens, and you see them interacting, and in some ways they're able to exaggerate just a pinch because they're cartoon characters that we're bringing to life. The music is gorgeous, and there is a soundtrack that goes with it that's identical to everything that was in the original television series. So it really is taking it from being on TV and two-dimensional and bringing it to life three-dimensional.
Now, you've made a very deliberate choice here to have two casts, as you said, one adult, one teenage. What are the distinctive qualities that each cast provides to the performance?
Well, the adults are a lot of fun because they all remember it. And so for them, it's almost like play to get up there and to mess around and to play Snoopy and Charlie Brown and all these wonderful characters and bring them to life from what they remember the animated series being. For the teens, it's really very interesting. I'm lucky enough to direct this with my sister, Gina Zenowitz, and we feel very strongly about it. This is the third time we're bringing it to life at Chicago Street Theater because we loved it as kids. And occasionally, we'll look at each other in rehearsal and think, oh my goodness, they have no idea. These teens, they don't have any idea what we're talking about. If they saw this, they saw it streamed on a service where they didn't have to deal with commercials or wait for it to come on one night, and then everybody had to gather around the television, and that was the only night that you could see it. They do know the Peanuts characters. But it's really eye-opening. And so the distinction is that the teens are learning a lot about some things that they don't have to deal with anymore in the technological age that they live in. And the adults are reliving some really fun childhood memories. So it's a good experience for both Gina and I on both accounts. We're able to bring to life something new for the teens and really just dive in and enjoy reliving something with the adults.
Now, can you give us some of the practical information of how listeners can learn more about when the performances are and acquire their tickets?
Absolutely. You can go to Chicago Street Theater, and our webpage has all the information, and that's chicagostreet.org. And all of the information, there are over 20 performances. We open the day after Thanksgiving, and we run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And generally on a Saturday, we have three different performances, earlier in the morning, mid-afternoon, and then an early evening. So you can get all the information at chicagostreettheater.org.
Well, thank you, Lisa Formosa-Parmigiano, Artistic and Education Director of the Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso, for joining us today. And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.